Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. For everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And also, to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women behind the wheel, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thank you. To Felix and Trucker John and all the other mail haulers out there that haul the bulk mail to the post offices and bring Santa's gifts back and forth so he can deliver them to the kids in the towns and the cities, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, too, thanks for what you do. To our Amazon warehouse folks listening to us tonight, thank you very much for what you're doing. We know you're busy. And to the Amazon drivers, a special thanks to you guys, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S and America, all lowercase, all one word. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we have there, and you might find something you like. In the meantime, calling us from California, where the weather's changed out there, just like it's going to where I'm at, and we'll get to all that in a little bit, we've got the one, the only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
And there's everybody out there saying good morning back, hear them?
That sure do.
Actually, it's 70 degrees. Remember that temperature, folks, here in Tampa. It's 70 degrees right now. I would bet the farm tomorrow night it'll be 25 to 30 degrees colder.
Well, perhaps so. It's 48 degrees where I am right now.
Thank you, but that's probably what it's going to be here tomorrow. So anyway, let's. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had an incident occur here. A lot of people in the audience have been listening to this. I've had a lot of questions from people since this trial started of the former retired Green Beret, Jeremy Brown, who was the self-described Oath Keepers member. And, of course, that went on right here in our backyard at a federal court in Tampa. And he was just found guilty of six of the 10 charges against him. These are heavy-duty charges. And we have a young lady on the phone who's been a frequent visitor to the program, hasn't been on in a while. But her name is Kathy Chamberlain. She wrote a book called Rules for Deplorables. And she was in that courtroom, Kyle, every single day. And she's going to give us a firsthand, her firsthand comments about what it was that took place, because a lot of people are going to want to hear this. And good morning to you, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Captain. It's great to be back again, and good morning to you too, pal.
Good morning, Kathy.
Well, Kathy, Jeremy Brown was never inside the building. Let's establish that as a fact. Is that correct?
That is correct. He was never inside the Capitol on January 6th.
So somebody apparently got to the feds and said, hey, you got to check this guy out. He's got a camper over there. He might have some stuff in it or whatever. And that's how he got dragged into this. Because if they hadn't bothered to go to look to see where his camper was and what was in it, he would have still been out on the street, right?
Right. Well, his RV was actually driven up to D.C. that day, but left in Virginia, never even entered D.C. itself. So that remained in Virginia. But really, this all began a month before January 6th when the FBI came to his home in Tampa to try to recruit him to become a confidential human source or an informant, or what you want to call it, a spy,
right,
against the American people. And he had the wherewithal because he has a 20-year Green Beret experience, highly decorated, and he ended up taping the recording the entire conversation, and with their permission, by the way. And only exposed that tape after he heard the FBI director, Christopher Wray, go before Congress and testify that Congress does not use any informants or infiltrators in January 6th. So
yeah,
that got his blood boiling, and he knew that he was not being truthful that day. And so at that point, he started exposing his tape to the American people via podcasts and whatnot, and some of them went viral, and he continued doing that throughout the entire summertime, and they did not arrest him until, 9 months after January 6th,
mm-hmm,
when they went to his home and ended a 5.5-hour raid with a task force that consisted of about four different agencies, so
mm-hmm,
including the Hillsborough deputies, Tampa Police Department, U.S. Marshals, FBI. It was just unbelievable. Similar to the raid they did on Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago.
All right, hold that thought, Kathy. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll come right back with more. Okay, folks, we have our special guest, Kyle Warren's with me, too. And Kyle's going to ask a question here in a minute when Kathy gets done explaining everything to us. But talking about the Jeremy Brown trial, and we'll be back with more. And by the way, there's some bright lights outside my window. What the heck's going on here?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I'll do that, and we'll get right back to our special guest, Kathy Chamberlain. She, by the way, is an author of a book. We'll tell you all about that in a minute, too. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take and I've been taking for going on 9 years. And the reason I take it is because it works and because of the problems that I have with my left foot, my left ankle, my left leg, and it's also developed into my right foot and leg. And what it is it's inflammation, it's swelling, and it's pain, just immense pain. And when I take it like I'm supposed to in the morning to start my day with my breakfast, guess what? The swelling goes down, the inflammation goes down, the pain goes away. Now, if because of my activity during the day, say leading up to lunchtime, brings it back again, then I just merely take another packet, boom, pain, swelling, suffering, gone again. That's how it works. And when you get it in your system, it works very nicely. Now, it's all drug-free, 100% drug-free. The ingredients in it are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Which helps your body to its natural response to the inflammation, lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. So, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. It's been that price for the 9 years that I've been on it. 1995 and a 3-week quick start. It obviously will go up when you go to the full month supply, and you can pretty much figure out what the price would be. But it's not all that terribly expensive. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one, brother. Okay, back to the telephone line and our special guest, Kathy Chamberlain, who is an author that wrote a book called Russell Deplorables. And I believe you're writing a new second edition or something like that.
Well, I was actually about a third way through that when I was asked by Jeremy to become his campaign manager or commander, as he calls me. for a run for the House while he was in jail. We had a campaign going for District 62 here in Florida. So I put everything to the side. I told him if he ran, because he wasn't getting any exposure, people weren't paying attention to him. So he was really in it to win it and to expose this entire story. And so everything got put on hold, and I just, you know, I'm just kind of regrouping from all of that because it was pretty intense.
Okay, now we have a question, and again, folks, if you don't want to call the show at 877-969-8600, you can go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You will see the contact link right there. It says send us a message. The email will come to me. I will see it, and as soon as I can get to it, I'll get to it, and we'll ask your question. Otherwise, those of you in the chat room that are listening, you know how to get a hold of me. Now, Olivia, who is in Sacramento, California, just chimed in and she says, Captain, I've been following this case from out here, and it's my understanding he was a member of the Oath Keepers. It appears to be that's the big attraction with the federal government. They believe the Oath Keepers was a terrorist organization of some sort, when in fact it was a bunch of patriotic veterans.
Well, Olivia is exactly right. The thing is that the prosecution did not even want to go into anything that had anything at all to do with January 6th, so that was not even brought up.
No.
In the hearing for that, or in the trial for that reason. But yeah, she's absolutely right. He actually joined the Oath Keepers a couple of weeks after the election in 2020 because he believed, like many of us, that was a very unfair election, and that's why he ended up going to D.C. But he also had joined the Oath Keepers, and about 2 weeks after he joined them, because he wanted to be with like-minded thinkers and also give them some kind of advice on to be careful about false flag operations that they might get caught up in over this entire thing. But remember, that was before January 6th even happened. And so, we believe that, at least Jeremy believes that that's why he was visited by the FBI about 2 weeks later.
All right. Well, Kyle, we've got a caller, but yes, you had a question. Go ahead and ask it.
Yes, and again, welcome to the program, Kathy. I wanted to ask about the defense attorney for Mr. Brown. He basically said that the evidence was going to show that if you don't play ball with the federal agents, basically just paraphrasing him, bad things happened if we're not doing that. Does Mr. Brown feel that this is a cautionary tale for if you get a request like that, then this is the slapback you can expect?
Oh, there's no question about that. Yes, Kyle, thanks for that question, too. And there was an earlier status hearing prior to the trial where everyone from the judge on down, including the attorneys, it was decided not to bring up anything about J6, which was, I think, pretty unfortunate, although you can imagine why they felt that way. And this was such a convoluted story from the get-go. Following it over the past year. But so because the J6 wasn't allowed to be brought up, the defense attorney agreed not to bring up anything with the original interview recording where they tried to recruit Jeremy as a spy, because he later realized that was actually being done for January 6th, but back in December, he had no idea because January 6th had not happened, had not even been announced by President Trump for everybody to go up there, in fact, at that moment. But that's absolutely correct. And Roger Federman, who was his attorney, felt that he was, and in his opening statement, he even alluded to the fact that he would pretty much be showing evidence that would prove that the government had a vendetta against Jeremy for having exposed them. But that was really never flushed out very well in trial.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy, I had an original invitation to go up there and actually broadcast from that area up there. And I turned it down after some people, very good people, good friends of mine, that know a lot more about than what I did. They said, this is going to be some sort of setup. You don't want to be involved in it. There's something going to happen. It's going to be bad. I had no idea what they were talking about. None whatsoever. And then we get this. All right, we have a caller. So I'm going to go to the caller. This is a gentleman that used to be one time thought about being the mayor of Clearwater. Kyle knows who it is. He didn't make it quite that far, but here's Mike in Clearwater. What's up?
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask the guest, so this is the total weaponization of the federal government, right? So you expose them, you say something they don't like, you say something that goes against what they want you to, you know, what they're promoting. You can be at 2 o'clock in the morning, they can crash through your door, grab you up, throw you in a sack, haul you off to jail, and now you're in a situation where you're pretty much in a bad way. How do we stop this? I'd like to ask your guests, how do we stop it? How do we combat it? What's the solution to this? Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, that's incredibly important, and it is true. What I've seen through this past year has just been abhorrent with the weaponization of the government. And how to stop it is, you know, we all have to realize that today it's him, tomorrow it's us, and we had all better get rise up and contact our Congress people and demand action on this, because so far it's only been one-sided. We've only heard from this really one-sided bias January 6th committee that has not allowed any of the truth to come out about the actual defendants of January 6th. They're denying these people even their own exculpatory evidence. There's no due process. They've held these people in jail, like Jeremy himself has been in jail for over 14 months
right
now.
And he went back after this, right? He went right back.
He went right back. What do you mean?
No, they put him right back in jail where he was at in, Pinellas Park.
Oh, yeah, in Pinellas County jail. That's exactly right. Yeah, no, he's there now. Waiting for sentencing, which will take place March 13th, but he's also going to be preparing for an appeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can all agree that this is an egregious travesty of law, because I don't know anybody that knows anything about constitutional law that believes that any of this is going to stick. And, of course, and by the way, I'm going to a break. I'm coming to the bottom of the hour. Can you stick around one more segment?
Sure, of course.
All right, hold on. All right, Kathy Chamberlain will be right back, and I'm going to repeat what I was going to say. Kyle, you hang on, too. And, folks, we are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning, and we're talking about an important subject. Is your freedom really free? We'll discuss this when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. announced new military aid for Ukraine and said it would disrupt Russian ties with Iran. Kyiv warned of a winter-long power deficit after infrastructure attacks, and Vladimir Zelensky said Ukraine is holding its ground in the Donbas despite huge difficulties. Vladimir Putin said Russia, the world's biggest exporter of energy, could cut production and will refuse to sell oil to any country that imposes the West's stupid price cap. Long lines have formed at pharmacies in many Chinese cities by people looking to buy cough medicines, flu drugs, and masks, and the state market regulator warned against price gouging in anti-COVID products. This is happening after China made a dramatic pivot toward economic reopening, loosening key parts of its zero COVID policy. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. You hear him on Mondays and Fridays. And make sure you tune in to hear what he has to say to Amato on the program, because we're going to have a great round with Frank as well. Now, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Very proud to be a spokesman for Mike Lindell. He's a patriotic American extraordinaire. That's all I can say about him, because he is all about God, honor, and country. All about it. Now, he's got some great Christmas specials, and you still got plenty of time to be able to call up and order whatever it is that you want to order, and get it delivered to you in time for Christmas. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's it, MyPillow.com. Remember, you have a 60-day money-back guarantee period where when you buy whatever you buy and you want to send it back because you didn't want to use it or it wasn't what you thought or your whatever the deal is, you can do that. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. And when you go there, it'll ask you for a promo code. Well, the promo code will always be the word captain. Yep, the word captain. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Happy shopping. You'll save a bunch of money. A lot of the products in there are marked down 80% right now. You'll save a lot of money. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And I'm going to bring Kathy back in here. Hey, Kathy.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, good. Now, I've got a couple of questions that were sent to me on the Internet. The first one is from Paul in Atlanta, and thanks, Paul. He said there was something about the CD being classified. What was the story on that?
Yes, the CD, which was kind of interesting because that never even showed up in the inventory list or the evidence log. that was found supposedly in a briefcase, but it was nowhere to be seen on any of the logs. And in fact, even one of the expert witnesses that the DOJ brought in claimed who was going around the whole premises, which they searched the house, the RV, a trailer, and I think that's it. But one of the witnesses testified who was going around logging all the evidence that was being inventoried, testified that she had never even seen the CD there. And the only picture they actually had of the CD that day during the search was a tiny little corner in a photograph that looked like a CD case, but the actual CD was not photographed until much later, like somewhere at some other location.
Mm-hmm.
The full photo did. And the CD itself was supposedly a 17-year-old CD that included some classified, supposedly, information. And it was interesting because they made a big deal out of the fact that it had top secret on the CD, but the CD looked like brand new, like it had been bought out of the store,
mm-hmm.
The day before. That was very dubious. Now the jury decided, that CD was in fact planted by the FBI because they said that they did not believe that was, on the premise or in Jeremy Brown's hands. That was all strange, but there were CD classified documents on that CD, and that's where charges 6, 7, 8, 9,
mm-hmm.
Jeremy was found not guilty for anything that was on that CD.
Okay, now we've got another request, and then we'll go back to a caller we've got, then we'll go back to Kyle, because Kyle's got a question. One of our favorite people, Eric in East Tennessee, said that he heard the girlfriend's fingerprints were on the hand grenades.
No, that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, there were absolutely no latent prints found on those hand grenades whatsoever.
That's what my understanding.
They called three different experts from the FBI lab out of, I think it was Huntsville, Alabama. And so they put these hand grenades through a bunch of tests. One was latent prints. The other was DNA. Off of the grenades and the masking tape that went around the grenades. And then the last thing were fibers and hair samples.
Uh-huh.
So three experts testified on those. No latent prints. There was two male DNA found on the grenades that did not belong to Jeremy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They never did bother to follow up and try to find out whose DNA that was. And then the deal with the fibers and the hair on the tape, there were hair samples found and dog sample hairs found and fibers from carpeting, and none of those matched anything in Jeremy Brown's home,
mm-hmm.
Including him himself. So that was very suspicious. And that's what baffled us, because where the jury decided that the CD was probably planted,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't take much imagination to believe then that these two grenades, which Jeremy has contended all along, did not belong to him and must have been planted. But for some reason, the jury believes that where the CD was planted, the grenades could not have been. It just didn't make any sense.
Okay, now we've got one of our listeners up in Sandusky, Michigan, who is listening to us on AM 660 up there, and thanks for doing that. And I believe it's David. Is that you, David?
Yeah, how you doing today, Pat?
Okay, what's going on there, sir?
I listened to Caravan to Midnight also at night, and listening to you. I'm also coming to the conclusion that a lot of the things that can be wrong with us, they can consider it legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I get you on that one. It's their interpretation of the law. It doesn't mean it's constitutional.
Oh, no,
yeah, really.
They denied Jeremy almost every single one of his constitutional rights throughout this entire process. And it was very excruciatingly painful to watch.
How can they do that? All right, well, thanks, Dave. We're going to let Kathy answer. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah. I do believe after witnessing this entire past year and especially at the trial, we truly have lost our rule of law. The DOJ, the government, just trampled over every single one of Jeremy's amendments from the First Amendment on up.
Mm-hmm.
And so so that is the scary thing that I saw, that we really, truly, it looked like a total kangaroo court that I witnessed. And that's frightening. If we've lost that, we are really in trouble.
Well, I get it, and I have a reasoning for saying that, and I'll say that after Kyle gets a chance to get your point in. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Kathy, now, we understand, of course, there was the searches that we've been just talking about here, but if there was no mention of January 6th at the trial itself, there had to be some connection in the sense that they went to his house for a reason, but so is that reason simply that he was present outside the Capitol building that day? Because he didn't do what so many other people did, go in the Capitol, this kind of thing, or do some other provocative thing, not fight with anybody. So my question is there anything on appeal here, for example, like a fruit of the poisonous tree? In other words, they would have never gone to his house to find whatever it is that they found had they not decided there was some connection with January 6th, or that's what sparked it. Is that something that could be done on appeal?
That did spark it, and you're right. That is fruit of the poisonous tree, because actually when they first came to visit his home back in December, they used a Facebook posting that they claimed that he had made, and when they asked him to see a copy of it and what it said, they claimed he said something about a civil war coming, and he denied that and said, show me the proof, and they didn't. So they kind of started going after him that way initially, and then after January 6th, then they served the basis of the original search warrant on September 30th, 2021, at his home, was based on two misdemeanor charges that he had gotten from D.C., supposedly. One was a trespassing charge, and I believe the other one was transporting.
Look, Kathy, it's real radio, and we're running out of time. I got about 10 seconds, and you're just going to start. But thank you very much for sticking around and for talking with the audience about this. I know you would be the person to ask because you were there every day, and we'll bring you back another time and let you finish this because it's not over yet, is it?
No, it's absolutely not over yet. He's working on appeals. But I thank you for giving me a chance to get his story out once again, Captain.
You're welcome. You take care and have a great, 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 great evening. And may see you Tuesday if I'm going to be where I'm going to be. All right.
Kathy. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yep. Kathy Chamberlain, Rules for Deplorables, Rules for Deplorables, the book. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Honda Captain's America Third Watch. It's a great day in the neighborhood. And I'll be back on the flip side of this break with a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
little AC/DC to kick it out tonight, get everybody wide awake and bushy-eyed and getting ready to hammer on down the highway, but you're going to have to limit the hammering in some spots, especially up North Dakota over towards Michigan tonight, and along, if you're along I-94, I-90, I-80, and the north-south routes north of I-80, you're going to have a problem from Chicago all the way over to, all the way over to Wyoming. So there you go. And we've got some really bad weather coming across the south. I'll get into all that. But first I want to tell you that heavy snow and blizzard conditions continue to create very difficult to impossible travel conditions in the north and central plains and upper Midwest right now. Now, the front will also shift into the east with multiple hazards. Wintry mixes will cover parts of the middle Atlantic states with areas of significant icing possible. That's going to be a big problem in some of the states there, starting out with Virginia right now. We've got some icing on the roads there in the mountains. And heavy snow will spread over the northeast where we have got a winter storm warning. And right there, again, up off the lee shore of Lake Ontario, especially across the Tug Hill Plateau, you're going to be measuring snow in feet. So severe storms are also possible here in the southeast. We've got a bunch of very bad thunderstorms coming our way. There have been some tornadoes reported in the mix. There is some flooding going on right now, especially in Mobile, Alabama. And I can see 1, 2, 3 areas of severe thunderstorms right now. Two of them are in Florida. One of them is in Alabama. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Take it away, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Well, out west tonight, we're going to start with some dense fog. This is going to be in northern Utah. If you're in the Vernal area or traveling from, say, Roosevelt along Highway 40 towards the state line there with Colorado, you've got some dense fog. Our friends in Salt Lake City right now got some light snow, being treated to some light snow. We've also got winter weather advisories along I-84, Twin Falls, up through Idaho Falls as well. You're going to have light snowfall accumulations as we go through the night tonight. We've also got some freezing fog, Captain. This is going to be in the eastern Washington area along I-90 as you're heading towards Spokane, starting from around Moses Lake, and then not quite till you get to Spokane, but also south of there down to Benton City and Pasco, for example. So be advised of that freezing fog. It is nothing to be trifled with either. We've also got some freeze warnings in the American Southwest, Arizona, Tucson, Phoenix, especially as you come across I-10 and I-8 heading towards California. You've got freeze warnings there. Freeze warnings also in the California Central Valley, Highway 99 and Interstate 5. As far as snow falling right now, just a little bit here and there as we were telling you about, but more next hour. And back to the captain.
Okay, we just got a message here from Annie the Trucking Girl. That's what she calls herself, Annie the Trucking Girl, driving for ICCC. And she says that she pulled in to take her break at North Platte, and she woke up, and she's got about 8 inches of snow in the hood. She said it's snowing so hard right now that you can't see the fuel pumps from where she's parked in the parking lot. So they've obviously got a blizzard going on there. And, yes, I can see it, Annie, so you be careful. She said she was going to get on the road and get going, but they're telling her not to get out there. She's going west. And as you go west towards Wyoming, it's going to be a mess. So you're right in staying where you're at, kid, until tomorrow. And thanks for checking in. Now, I'm going to start up there in North Dakota, South Dakota. North Dakota, winter storm warning the whole state. Minnesota, winter storm warning the whole state. Let's see here. Wisconsin, winter storm warning over two-thirds of the state. Snow, Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Snow north of Detroit and snow flurries in the Detroit area. Snow down across Michigan all the way down to the northern part of Illinois tonight. Snow across the northern part of Iowa. And, again, Nebraska, west of Omaha, starting about Lincoln or thereabouts, a winter storm warning, blizzard conditions, also blizzard warning out west to the Wyoming line. Snow through most of the rest of Nebraska tonight. Now, we do have in Illinois a mixture of stuff. We've got some rain where the temperatures are above freezing. We've got some freezing rain as you close in on Chicago and the northern and northwestern part of Illinois, freezing rain there. We also have in the central part of Indiana some freezing rain there. We have some freezing rain in the mountains of Tennessee and Virginia right along the line there, I-81 going up into West Virginia. And then down below, before I get back up north again, down below in the southwestern half of Georgia, severe storm watches and warnings. We've got a line of storms that's across just east of where Frank Solano lives there, coming up on what looks like the beaches in Tallahassee right now, just west of Tallahassee. It's out into the Gulf probably 50 miles, but it's all the way to the Georgia-Alabama line up through the peninsula. And there is some serious thunderstorms in that. That's coming this direction. We're supposed to get it later today. And now let's go up into the northeast. We've got snow that starts out in the mountains of Virginia, mountains of West Virginia, goes up into the mountains of Maryland. Then it goes up into the eastern part of Pennsylvania where it's a general snowfall. However, when a storm warning starts out around the central part of Pennsylvania in the mountains, goes right straight up towards Binghamton, New York, over through the Poconos, up into the Adirondacks and into the Catskills, all the way to Canada, all the way up through Vermont. Then you've got freezing rain tonight in New Hampshire and in the western part of Maine. Right now it's freezing rain. Will that change to snow? Probably, as the temperatures get colder with this front coming across. And then we've got gale warnings all the way from Nova Scotia down around Cape Cod, down to Long Island, down to Jersey, hugging the East Coast all the way to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. So be careful. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. They sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You want to join the My Rewards Plus app. You can start getting great offers, getting points on everything that you buy, and also between now and December 31st, save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas. Also, check out the e-gift cards for your favorite trucker, pro driver, or your favorite traveler, because they will love to have a gift card from Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And I finally figured out the best gift to give at Christmas time is a gift card. Give it to them, let them go where they want with the gift card and buy what they want. Best thing to do. You don't need to argue or fight about, I didn't want that, it's wrong size. No, here's the card, go buy what you want, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, we'll be back, folks. Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, coming right up. Stay tuned. More on the way.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8-
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.